I'm Marie Barrett. I'm faculty leader for creative industries and an art teacher at Stoke Dunwall Community College. Lesson study works by planning a lesson together and one person delivering the lesson and the other person making very detailed observation notes about specific students in the group. We've set criteria in our planning of what we want those students to achieve by the end of the lesson, and the observer makes very, very careful notes about at what points they do specific things and how they react to the lesson. And then after the lesson, we evaluate and plan for the next lesson, and there's a series of three lessons for each lesson study. Lesson study gives you the chance to experiment with ideas in a very no-blame way, because you plan together, you evaluate together, and there's that element of risk-taking that I think you probably wouldn't do in your own lessons if you were being observed by, you know, a member of senior leadership team. But building that relationship in a lesson study means that you can try things out together, and that can inform all your teaching, not just the lesson study lessons, but everything that you do to try out new ideas. Experimenting with different techniques has really put excitement back into my teaching, and especially working with another professional from a different department is giving me the skills to deliver literacy more confidently, and then that impacts on every lesson that I teach. The idea of using sentence openers, of different structures and connective maps and all those things that would happen naturally in English lessons, I now do as a matter of course with all my classes, so I can support every student. Whether they're MLD students, whether they've got specific learning difficulties, they all have different needs. What lesson study does is gives you the opportunity to focus in on them completely, so your planning works around observing how they will react.
I'm Claire Price, Vice Principal at Stoke Dunwall Community College. I think the challenges are multiple, really. One is time. In order to make it work, we need to invest time in it. And that is time in thinking about planning for the lesson, making resources, reviewing the session. And also, in order for it to work effectively, you need to have more than one person giving feedback on each session. So it's factoring in that. Really, I think those challenges are inherent with any CPD opportunity where you're trying to develop your practice. Although those challenges are there, in a way, they're also the doors that open the way to looking at your practice. We've overcome the time challenge to lesson study really by the people who are involved in doing it. So a very committed team, people who really want to make it work, people who have been inspired and are inspiring about the whole project. So in fact, it's become a part of practice. So it's been a part of what they start to do every day. I think the other way is probably by starting small. We haven't gone in and said, right, everybody's got to do that. It's starting small and the word spreading. So more and more people are wanting to be part of that because they see the benefits of it. In order for this to be sustained long term, it has to be done by people who want to be part of it. And I think that's going to be the key of it. So we've already got people who are looking on and saying that would really work with NQTs. That would really fit into our teacher learning community that we're doing on post 16 and independent learning. We could really use that effectively looking at differentiation, how we plan for differentiation. So people are seeing and wanting to go forward to do more of it. We're planning to sustain it by setting up a lesson study group, and we'll have two of our teachers being lesson study coaches or champions, and it will grow organically from there.
My name is Paul James. I'm the head teacher at Crispin School, which is in Street in Somerset. We're a comprehensive school of about 1,100 children as of today, all between the ages of 11 and 16. Some of the brightest children that you'll ever come across, and then those who have some significant learning need as well. The benefits of lesson study to a whole school agenda have been in twofold, really. First of all, obviously, with regards to the progress that children have made, from our point of view, it's provided fantastic CPD opportunities for colleagues here, which we hope will spread throughout the school. There's a real need to focus on progress of some children with special educational needs so that they leave school with outcomes that are going to help them to progress in further education, training, and so on and so forth. What I'd say about lesson study is to anybody in any other school is get involved in it, because we've seen real benefits as far as Crispin School are concerned, not just with regards to the progress that the children have made, but also the motivational side of it with regards to our colleagues here. They've been really enthused by it, and you know, we want that to spread throughout the school.